why in the world is it so hard for our great classic artists to get any traction in today's music business? That's what we're going to be talking about next. Stick around. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Guys, welcome back. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and I'm going to throw another quick rant at you guys. I have, in the course of being a podcast host for the past 5 years, interviewed tons of artists, including some, like, our most beloved classic rock artists. And many of these people, put out current music. They get involved in other projects. They put out current music. They do some cool stuff. It sounds really good. They do great music. But they seem to have a really hard time getting traction in today's world. I have a few thoughts on that. First of all, I think there's some artists that actually have done this really, really well. And it takes a few things. It takes a little bit, and sometimes a lot, of reinventing yourself. Let me give you a couple of examples. One example is Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy Osbourne, you know, Prince of Darkness, heavy metal god, reinvents himself as fun, dopey TV dad, you know, and just that propels him for like the next, 10, 15 years. I mean, he's just recently announced that he's slowing down his touring schedule. So people are still interested in what Ozzy is doing. And that whole Osbourne's thing really captures. So he got into, you know, and I believe Sharon had a lot to do with this, got into the reality TV thing when it was really, really hot at the beginning, and was able to, you know, he had smart people around him who were able to see that he was not only the Prince of Darkness, heavy metal, but he was also really fucking funny, and it really captured people's imaginations, captured people's hearts. And people go and see Ozzy now, and they're all about the heavy metal, but they also know he's kind of this lovable guy. Another example of a guy who completely reinvented himself after the demise of his band was Robert Plant. If you listen to Robert Plant's music post-Led Zeppelin through the 80s, sounds nothing like Led Zeppelin. And much to the chagrin of a lot of fans. And he took the hits. But over time, he's been able to have a lot of staying power because he continued to... Not only did he reinvent himself, he continued to reinvent himself. So much to the point that in the 90s, him and Jimmy Page get back together, do Walking into Clarksdale, and... even though it is a kind of revisiting of the Led Zeppelin kind of sound, nobody thinks of it that way. It doesn't sound like pandering. People just really love it. They do a tour. It's big. And he continues after that to become kind of more of like an Americana kind of artist. And he's constantly exploring new territory, working with interesting people, working with current people like Alison Krauss. Even though Alison Krauss is not current, particularly in pop music, just makes some really wise decisions. And so those are two examples of people that were able to kind of, you know, reinvent themselves. And I think it takes that. It takes some reinventing of yourself. Maybe reinventing your sound. Sometimes maybe just reinventing the association people have with you. In the case of Robert Plant, it's reinventing the sound. In the case of Ozzy Osbourne, is reinventing people's associations with you. And I'll give one more example, and that is Carlos Santana, who was, you know, wanted to go back on tour, and his, you know, managers and stuff were like, okay, sure, we'll put you on like a heritage tour with, like, you know, Steve Miller and these kind of artists that are going out playing hips. He's like, no, I want to do an album. I want to be, you know, current. I want to be relevant. And they were like, well, sorry, that's, you can't. And he was like, well, wait a minute. And he went out and connected with the artists that were really happening at the time and brought them into his project. And Carlos has always worked with different singers, so it really wasn't all that big of a stretch for him to do. But all of a sudden, because he does a song with Rob Thomas and these different people like that, all of a sudden he becomes relevant to a whole new generation and was able to carry that through. so that's a few examples. And I think that what all the examples show is that, like, you have to find a way to kind of remain culturally or become culturally relevant if you're not culturally relevant already. And we're living in an era where artists, you know, you've got like Ed Sheeran, who is really was kind of made on YouTube. So how does somebody like Greg Kinn, for example, who I met this past year, who does a record, and it's actually a really good record. If you haven't checked out Greg's record, it's really good. Good songwriting. It really doesn't sound dated. It sounds very now in a sort of indie rock kind of sound. But it doesn't really gain a lot of traction. People that know Greg are going to kind of check it out and enjoy it. Maybe their kids will like it. But, you know, so what's the issue here? And the issue is that these artists have to find a way, if they're going to continue, they're going to put out new music, they can do it. But they've got to find a way to do it in a way that that keeps them culturally relevant. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that, you know, different artists could probably do. Is like maybe go be the guitar player in some current artist's band or work with current artists. That's one way of doing it. You know, there's some new platforms out there. I mean, become really relevant on Twitter. So, you know, people kind of already know your name. If you can start becoming, you know, kind of interesting on Twitter or Instagram or YouTube. YouTube has their own paid platform now. I mean, I was thinking like, well, maybe somebody like Van Halen could create like a show on YouTube. I'm just spitballing here off the top of my head. But I think that you get the point that the issue isn't that the music isn't good or any of that. Because actually, we've seen a lot of these artists evolve their sound. I met Nancy Wilson this past year, Roadcase Royale. And it's a really good project. It sounds awesome. And it really needs to be heard by a lot more people. And they just they haven't found that way to get into the culture with it. That is primo. And I think the issue with a lot of the classic artists is they created the culture, because at the time all the cameras were pointed at them. They had the bully pulpit. They had MTV. Before that they had Rolling Stone magazine, American Bandstand. They had all these classic platforms that you could only see like maybe once a week or whatever, and they would pick these artists and you would see them on Solid Gold. You guys remember that thing? And you would see these artists, and people wanted to imitate them. Kids wanted to copy the fashion, etc. Nowadays, the situation is kind of reversed, because you've got kids doing a YouTube video or a Facebook post or an Instagram post, and people sometimes like a new fashion or a new idea or whatever kind of comes out and becomes created amongst the culture. So, I don't know if these artists have the wherewithal to even do that. You know, you got to look at it from a business standpoint. A lot of artists they've made their money. They've done great. They don't really need, like, a band like Van Halen. They're almost kind of like, what are they doing getting back together in 2019 and touring? Like, they don't really need to. And they don't have anything to prove. If Van Halen never releases anything else, totally fine. I mean, they have nothing to prove. I can only speak as a musician myself. You never really get tired, or you always want to express a new idea. You always want to find some way to mix it up. And it's always a lot better if you can get other people interested in it. And the way to get other people interested in it is by using social media, the internet, and carving a way through there in order to reach people and to become culturally relevant. I know I've said that about 50 times in the video. Did you get the idea? So I think that's really the issue. It's not that the music isn't good. It's not even that the music sounds dated. We're living in an era where kind of anything goes. You've got bands that sound like, you know, all kinds of different things that are out there. So there's a niche market for anybody. But you just got to find a way to capture people. And you've got to use this little thing called the internet to do it. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out. There's some links below. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is my primary website at the time. There's Patreon, a bunch of cool stuff there. All right, guys, I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Rant. Take care.